Thanks for choosing Keystone First Community Health Choices. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your personal care connector. Thank you.
All representatives are busy assisting other callers. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order that it was received.
Check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicine.
We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Mertis. May I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Home Care in regards to a mutual member.
Can you remember ID number, please?
Yes. The ID number is 480-116-4718.
And that's her participant ID number. Does she have Keystone First or Mirror Health Caritas?
She has Keystone.
It should start with three letters and then some numbers for Keystone First.
Let me look that one up on the portal. Give me a moment. Okay. I'm on the site here. Oh, I see. Wait, hold on. Okay. So it's it's YXM, as in Mary, 201-674-493.
Member's name and date of birth.
First name is Samuel. Last name is Davis. Date of birth is August 8, 1972.
Okay, and what were you calling your reference to today?
I haven't been able to get a hold of the service coordinator. The member is switching over to our agency, and we've been trying to reach her regarding the authorization.
Okay, let me get our... matters services on the line so they can assist you with that. Give me just a moment.
Your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a controlled medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Brittany. May I have your first name and last name initial, please?
Hi. Yes, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Brittany. May I have your first name and last name initial?
Yes. Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Care in regards to a mutual member. My last initials A was an apple.
Dina, is that D-E-E-N-A?
It's D-I-N-A.
D-I-N-A, thank you. And what's a good callback number for you?
That would be 267-551-7429.
Thank you. Is there an extension?
No, it's a direct line.
Thank you. May I have the NPI number?
Can I provide the tax ID?
Unfortunately, I can't pull it up with the tax ID.
We don't like to use our MPI because it gives us issues with the authorization. So I know I have used the tax ID previously.
So what exactly are you looking to do, or how can I help you?
I'm looking to speak with, well, I haven't been able to get a hold of the service coordinator for a mutual member. The member is looking to switch to our home care agency, and we wanted to get the authorization in, but we haven't gotten any feedback.
Gotcha. So you are a home care agency. Do you have a provider ID?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I get that?
The provider ID is 307-828-94.
Thank you. And can you verify the name of the provider?
The home care agency's name is Family First Care, LLC.
And the last four of the tech ID number?
That'd be 3555.
Thank you for that. And do you have the member ID number?
Mm-hmm. The member's ID number is 480-116-4718.
480-116-4718. Is that a Medicaid ID?
Yeah. You want the participant ID?
That's okay. I could still pull it up. Can you verify the name and date of birth?
Yes. The first name is Samuel. Last name is Davis. The date of birth is August
8, 1972. Thank you. And then I see two addresses here. Can you confirm the address?
Yes, the address is 3256 North 2nd Street in Philadelphia, PA, and the zip is 19140.
Okay, thank you for that. And are you aware of any other health insurance?
No.
All right. Okay, so you said you've been trying to contact the service coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So you already have their name and phone number, correct?
Yeah, I do.
So, unfortunately, there's not a lot that we can do at Provider Services when it comes to reaching out to the coordinators. There is a department called Personal Care Coordination. They have the ability to send emails or escalate it to potentially a supervisor due to no response, but they don't take provider calls. They're a member-facing department. So typically, if you are a provider, they want you to call in with the member, and the member has to get permission in order for them to speak to you, or you would have to have the member call them themselves regarding the issues with the service coordinator.
Okay. Is there a number that I can call with a member on the line?
Sure. Give me one moment. I can get that number for you. So that's going to be 1-855-349-6280.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choices. Have a great day.
You too.